Hey guys, I'm Rose.
And I'm Ellen.
And you're listening to And They Were Roommates. Oh my god, they were roommates.
Hi guys.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Today we are joined with two special guests that I'm about to introduce now. And they're joining us today for a very special episode titled I Am Who I Am. So let me introduce today's guests. Over here we have Sky.
Hi guys.
Sky, introduce yourself. Tell the listeners, I was about to say viewers, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Sky. I live down the hall from Rose and Ellen in 215. Yeah, I'm studying geology and earth science, and I'm very glad to be here.
Thank you. And we are also joined with Ryan. Ryan, introduce yourself.
Hi guys, how are you? My name's Ryan. I am Rose and Ellen's neighbor. I live directly next door to them. We share walls.
Guys, I swear I'm not holding a gun to his head.
He's getting comfortable.
Yeah. And I am a... I forgot my major.
That's the point of in the semester that we are at.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And yeah, I'm just same as Sky. I'm happy to be here, honestly.
Thank you. And, you know, we have Rose. I
mean, hi, guys. Y'all know me already.
Yeah,
you
know.
Y'all know who it is.
Anyways. Soy la
16. No.
I'm good.
Okay, so since today we're going to be talking about identity, first I think we should define what does identity mean to you? I think we'll start with Sky.
Identity to me is basically how, there's two different like kinds of identity. Like there's how you perceive yourself and how you want others to perceive you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like if you want to project something out to the world, you're going to project it out. Mm. But some things you might keep more inside, you know, that you're not ready to share yet. So I feel like there's very two sides to identity.
So like your social identity and your personal identity. Mm. Got you. Ryan, what about you?
When I think of my identity, I just think of how I how I perceive myself as a person first, and like how I appear to others. Kind of same thing Sky was saying. And also just like how I am in like my environment and the types of, you know, energy, etc., that I that I give off to other people.
I can agree with Sky with like there being two types of identity. Mm-hmm. And I guess like there's so many other like components that make up identity, like where your parents are from can influence you, like where you were born.
Definitely.
And stuff. So like it's cool to see that like we give like there's a, I keep saying like, there's this like word, identity, and we use it. I'm trying not to say like.
She's having a Kim Kardashian moment.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And we're so used to defining it as something really big, but like there's so many sub components.
Yeah.
Like,
definitely.
Sub points.
Yeah.
It's like, it's something that, it's constantly changing, I think.
Mm-hmm. No.
Your identity is not... Like, my identity is not the same as when I first came into college, like, a couple months ago.
Or even in high school.
Exactly. It's completely different. It even changes, like, day to day, depending on your mood. But I guess, like, your, like, concrete identity would be, like, one that you're working in, like, working on mm-hmm. for a while. Day to day, it's more, like, how you present yourself to people, you know?
Yeah.
So, if you feel comfortable talking about it, whoever wants to go first, tell us what to you makes up your identity.
I'll go first. So for me, what makes up my identity is like the stuff I was brought up doing and just like, I guess like culture in a way I was brought up in, and just also the way that I was raised, like with certain,
Values,
yeah, that was what I was looking for. Certain values, and also just, like, the way I am who I am, like, and all the components that make me me and me unique from other people, I consider those my, like, those are, like, the values that I would definitely say all go hand-in-hand with my identity.
So if I ask you, like, what are, like, the top five components that make Ryan Ryan?
Definitely my family, for one. Probably, like, I come from, like, an Italian family, so, like, I was raised, like, just with, like, Italian food, very loud, eating, mm-hmm. passionate, and, like, I don't know, I just feel like that's kind of part of my personality now, and a lot of people who know me will be, like...
Very outgoing.
Yeah, and I think that's just part from, like, my family growing up in that environment. Other things that I would say that make, like, that I would, like, that I would say go in with my identity would be, like... I guess, like, the values I was raised with, just in general, like, how my family, like, taught me, like, what they taught me when I was younger. Like, I feel like when I first came here, like, people didn't even know how to do their own laundry.
Yeah.
And, like, I was doing that at you home see already. Differences. Yeah, and I was just, like, and I'm like, not saying, like, oh, that's yeah. a huge identity, you know, change, but, like, you know, like... It I matters. Could just tell, yeah, it's where some people are different, and it's not necessarily, like, a bad thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know that wasn't all five, but do you still want all five, or...?
I mean, go for it. I mean,
I just can't think of everything.
There's moment, sexuality, there's gender, whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Even your major, okay. if you remember.
No, I know, I didn't. I just got nervous at first, so it's I was okay. like, it's, Global and International Studies.
Okay.
That's my major. I just got nervous in the beginning, so I was like, I drew a blank.
So I like hear you talking all the time about, like...
Yeah.
Like, wanting to travel.
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
Crocs.
Yeah, thank you. to go over my gender identity, I guess, I... Because I could do that, right?
Yeah, no, okay. everything.
Cool. About my gender identity, I, like, identify as a male. Like, I never really felt anything else. I mean... But for my sexual identity, that was, like, a roller coaster, like, my whole life, I would say. Like, I realized I was different when I was probably, like, in kindergarten. I realized, like, oh, I felt like other, like, I feel like maybe, like, guys or whatever were kind of cute, but I was like, oh, no, whatever. I just mm-hmm. suppressed that. I was like, oh, that's whatever. And then I've had crushes on girls or whatever, but I was, like, guys were always, like, in the back of my head, and I just was like... Oh, just whatever. It'll go away. And then I got older, and I guess people, like, I'm a little bit more of, like, a feminine communicator. So, mm-hmm. like, I feel like I come off as, like, a little effeminate. So people ask me, like, oh, are you gay? And when I was, like, in middle school or elementary school even, I'd be like, no. But I get so offended because I felt like, at the time, that was such, like, a bad thing. Right. Or, like, it was so offensive to be called gay. And, like... people got bullied for it, so I mm-hmm. just wanted nothing to do with that, so I would just be like, it would go away, but it never did. And then, like, as I got older, I feel like it got stronger, and I just didn't know what to do until, like, that's when finally coming to college, I didn't feel like I had to hide that, mm-hmm. because I don't know all these people, so you could just, like, start from
scratch. Right, you have a clean slate.
Yeah, clean slate, and also, like, there's so many people that are in the exact same boat as me that it feels right. like almost normal, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Does that make sense, what I said?
So, yeah, so you felt like your time, I guess, like, come out more would be more college.
Yeah, because just, like, I don't know, like, I just felt like it was just, like, in my head I was like, everyone's gonna talk about me at home or whatever, just...
Mm.
All these things were just, like, reoccurring in my head, and all the bad things that could happen. And honestly, it's really not bad at all.
Are you still, you don't have to answer if you're not comfortable. Have you, like, told your family?
I think my family, I have a lot of, like, LGBTQ members in my family.
Mm.
So I don't think I haven't told my family yet. But I don't think it's going to be a surprise when I tell them. Because okay. I think they all kind of had a feeling when I was younger. Because when I was younger, like I said, kind of a bit more feminine as a kid. So I feel like my mom and dad definitely had an idea. And even, like, they asked me. They were like, are you sure? Mm. We'd never get mad at you if you go home. No, that's they were like, we'd never...
I don't know about all that, honey.
We'd be like...
Mom,
we'd be like,
this is my identity. Yeah.
Like, they'd be like, oh, my mom... I remember when I was, like, in eighth grade, my mom once told me, she was like... we'd never love you different, like, if you brought home, like, a boyfriend or something one day. And that was a really good thing to, like, have in the back of my head, but for some reason, it still scared me.
You weren't ready.
I was not at all. Yeah. But now I feel like if I went home now, I actually have had, like, a lot of thoughts about this, like, while mm-hmm. I'm, like, laying in bed sometimes, I'll be like, I feel like I could definitely tell my mom, or even my dad now,
oh,
and it would
good.
Go fine.
That's
Yeah. I just haven't done it because I haven't seen them.
It's all on
But I feel time. Like, honestly, if I did tell them, it would go fine. And I don't think it would be a big shock anyways, so. Well, I really don't think.
Thank you for feeling comfortable enough to share. Yeah,
of course.
Sky, tell us a little bit about you and your identity.
So, I'll start off with sexuality because that is also something I had a big roller coaster with, but I feel like my experience is a lot different than Ryan's. And I feel like a big, like, factor on why it was so different because I'm female. Mm. I am a woman. You know, it's not as opposed, I guess, if a woman's like, oh yeah, I have a girlfriend, a guy's not gonna be like, that's weird, like, you shouldn't be doing that. No, they're gonna find it attractive.
They fetishize it.
Like, literally. Women in the media and real life, like, it's so fetishized, it's everything. Really, so I had a very different experience with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I realized in, like, one of my, like, gay awakenings you know the show My Babysitter is a Vampire?
Yes.
You know the blonde one?
Yeah.
I had the biggest crush on her as a child, and I couldn't figure out why. I was like, but Benny is so cute, but then her. And that's when I kind of realized, I was like, maybe women, like, aren't that bad.
Mm.
And then I got to high school, and I found a girlfriend, and we were openly dating, and it was good. So, I never had something, like, negative happen with sexuality until I came here, actually.
Interesting.
And I really, it kind of, like, flip-flopped for me. I was like, wait a minute, like, do I actually want to, like, identify as insert sexuality here or not? And then I had to talk with Rose about it, and it really, like, opened up that I'm, like, I'm bisexual. I'm just not biromantic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could you explain, like, what the difference is?
So, bisexual is, like, I would have sex with a woman. I would also have sex with a man.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to be romantic with a woman? Most definitely, 100%. Do I want to be romantic with a man? No.
Okay.
So, like, biromantic is, like, the more dating aspect. Gotcha. And I feel like the sexual part is obviously sex.
For both.
So.
Is there anything else you feel that has... Were your parents supportive of it?
My coming out story was kind of funny with my parents because they took my phone. They're going through my text messages. And one of my girlfriends at the time, she texted me. She was like, hey, let's go make out in the bathroom. And my parents were like, what is this? And they're like, I don't care. It's just like, don't miss class to, make out with someone. So they were more mad that I didn't tell them when I knew.
Yeah.
You know? At least they're supportive. Do you think there's anything else that, like, adds on to your identity?
Definitely my personality. Mm-hmm. I'm very, like, big personality type person. Yeah. Like, I'm very outgoing, very friendly.
Yeah.
I don't put it out, but I'm very caring, like, inside. Like, sometimes I'm, like, not caring.
Standoffish?
Yeah, kind of. But
with
deep
the people
down,
you
I
love,
care. Yes.
Like, that's where you're...
Like, I always, like...
I feel like that's
even with
Rose
YouTube, like, if something were to happen, like, I'd jump someone for you.
Thank you.
Do I show it? No.
No.
But deep down, I will always, like, protect those who I enjoy being around.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. That's
it's like a mama bear kind of thing.
You have, like, a mama bear instinct.
Yes.
That's cool.
Well, thank you for sharing. I feel like a teacher. Oh, my God. Would you like to share with the class, Rose?
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think it makes up, like...
Your identity.
If you had to make, like, a PowerPoint, like, this is Rose, what would you think your main points would be?
My heritage.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were born and raised in Mexico, and they never really, like, became Americanized when they came to the U.S., thankfully. Like, so I have a lot of Mexican traditions.
That's good.
Yeah. I would say being Mexican because Ellen knows. My big Mexican flag in my room.
She's
not this room.
She's very,
like,
Mexican, but in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Like, it's great.
Yeah.
Gotta rep.
What else?
Gotta rep.
She a woman?
Yeah, I'm a cis woman.
What does that mean? I'm sorry.
So, basically, like, you're born a woman, and you've, like, never thought, like, you've stayed a woman.
Okay.
So then that makes me a cis man.
So that's also me.
Okay.
Got you. We're learning.
Yeah.
Honestly, I always hear the word cis, but I never knew what it meant.
Yeah,
that's what it
is. So I'm just like, oh, cis. Because I don't want people to think I'm stupid, so I'm just like, yeah, that. But I never actually knew. So that makes sense
always.
That Rose is that. So then, yeah.
I feel like when I was, like, in middle school, when I would dress more, like, what was seen more as, like, tomboyish, mm-hmm. I guess. Like, that was, like, really, like, that's when, like, everyone started hearing about, like, oh, transgender this and gender that. Like, things were getting, like, noticed. Differences yeah. were being made.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really thought of myself like that, but, like, everyone, it seems like everyone else, it's like, oh, my God, that girl just like a boy. They want to be a boy. Like, yeah. that's what I felt it was
They're
before.
Very quick to assume.
But, like, now mm-hmm. I'm, like, the stuff that I wear, it's not very feminine, but I'm still a woman.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it's just what you're comfortable woman, with. You know? It doesn't really have to do with, like, gender.
And just because you, don't want to. Yeah, and just because, like, you don't want to wear what's typically cut for a woman to wear doesn't mean you don't want to be a woman.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes I say I'm, like,
you don't always
I'm straight like a pool noodle.
I love
like,
that.
You play K-pop and just, like, K-pop girls and it just, like, boop, just moves a little bit. I'm very straight, also, very much.
I feel like a lot of people who are straight feel very pressured that they are straight.
Right.
You know?
It's, like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, for me, a lot of my friends in high school, they came out as different things, so I've always made it, like, one of my missions to kind of, like, educate myself, so I was, like, I try to ask, like, what does that mean, like, because I don't want to sound, like, stupid, but, like, you know, new things pop up as people keep learning different things about themselves, so I'm, like, trying to, like, realize.
Being in a friend group with, like, so many people who identify as something else, did you ever feel, like, when you would, like, tell them, like, oh, yeah, I'm straight, would they ever say, like, are you sure?
It's definitely, I feel like society nowadays, if you're straight, they kind of like, oh,
like,
ew,
no, you're
straight.
Like, no, you're not.
Like, they kind of like look down on you.
Yeah.
Just for not
they
like.
They almost want you to be
like, nothing
like,
in me
not
really
straight.
Like wants to kind of like, I'm in a relationship, I don't mm-hmm. feel the need
yeah,
to.
Yeah,
like,
I don't like
yeah,
think
no,
about
exactly.
it because of that too. Like,
and it, like, if people reacted in the same way, like, sometimes, like, LGBTQ plus people. If they reacted in the way that they react to straight people to other LGBTQ people, they would be offended.
Yeah.
So it's like, why can't we just kind of just
not totally.
Put the same types of energy towards people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like, some people feel like they have to, like, I don't know.
Like, put on,
like
don't want
like,
to show weakness, kind of.
Not only that, but, like, the amount of that...
They've been, yeah.
That people in that kind of community would get. Like, I guess it's like, oh, like, so many of us are, like...
Like, if you,
like, so
like
many people are
straight,
confident
like
now.
Right.
Yeah.
So many people are confident now, so, like, some people, I guess, use that as an outlet to be, like, oh, like, you're
I think
not
of it
what
as
I
like. Yeah,
like,
I think of it as, like,
as
women
threat.
And men.
Yeah.
Because I feel like as this, like, since a long time, women have been fighting for their rights and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you can even think of it as, like, people of color, too, sometimes. Like, we have a right, kind of, to be a little bit defensive, but you also can't put other people down for not being the same as you. It should just be, kind of, like, equal. For me, I feel like, a big part of, like, my identity growing up, was my religion. So, like, when people talk about, like, their struggles with gender, I feel like mine is the same, but with religion. Because, like, I was born into a church. My parents are still very much into the church. And my whole life was church. Like, that was, that, from pretty much till, like, high school, it was just, like, every single Saturday was church. And that's just all I knew, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... It's a constant struggle every day, like, trying to figure out, like, what is it that I believe, what is it, and it was also very difficult trying to tell my parents, like, I need to figure it out, because at first it was like, well, why, like, what's wrong with it, it was, and more so they're, getting there now, like, trying to understand that, I'm not,
like, educate them?
Yeah, I'm not trying to, like, say, like, I don't believe in God, I'm just trying to figure out what I believe.
Yeah.
But, it's definitely been a weird sort of reaction from the church, because, like, if you knew me in middle school, like, I was very much a church girl. Like, I was very much involved. I did a lot of things. And the people in the church kind of saw me go from, like, participating in everything to not wanting to do anything. So the way they see it is, like, oh, she's, you know, like, going into the world. They judge you a lot, which I feel like is why college here is such a safe space for me, because I can just, like, kind of do what I want.
Yeah.
But then knowing, like, going back home, it's like, I'm gonna maybe have to visit, you know, like one day to church. And I'm like, her hair is pink. What is that? Or like, yeah. Oh, her nails are a different color. What is that? Or like, they just like kind of look at you, and it's something so stressful.
So they're very judgmental.
Yeah. So I'm definitely trying to like figure. That's it's a work in progress.
Totally.
And then definitely like what Rose was saying, like ethnicity is for sure a huge part, but it's always it's very weird. Being like you're like Mexican, so you have like that one thing, but my parents are two different ethnicities.
You said Ecuadorian and Salvadorian.
Yeah, right? So like they have their very different personalities. My dad's more like quiet and mellow. My mom's like very loud and talkative.
And can I say something?
Yeah, no, go for it.
I'm not, because I have friends that are Ecuadorian and Salvadorian, and from what I've seen of both of them, obviously they're both Hispanic and proud, but like the cultures are somewhat different.
Yeah.
So I can see where you would kind of have a little bit of like a...
Like a little like which ones
identity conflict, because like it's like which do you identify with more?
Yeah.
And it kind of sometimes gets hard to be like, oh, I just want to be both, because you want to be one in a way.
Yeah.
I get what you mean.
And like we've spoken kind of on this on the podcast, how like as a first generation student and as like, you know, the first ones really to go to college, you kind of feel like you're never as American as everyone else, but you're never as, like, as Mexican or as Ecuadorian or as Salvadorian.
Yeah.
Because when you go back to the countries or even, like, talk with relatives that are, like, directly from there, it's, like, they're always, like, pinpointing, like, oh, she's, you know, the gringa. She's, you know, like...
The odd one out.
The odd one out, kind of.
Black sheep.
You're never, like, fully one thing. Yeah. So it's... And I feel very fortunate that I went to a high school that was full of so many different Hispanics, because I never felt kind of, like, lost. Uh-huh. But here it's definitely, like, trying to find... Because I don't really know any other Hispanics other
besides
than, like,
Rose.
Yeah.
Which is a very different change. And, like, trying to find... Because I see, like, they have things like Latino Student Union, but that's a very different... They're from, like, the city, so...
It's not
their energy is different than what we
we're very suburban, like, but
it's like all casual, and then like the city is like
the city I feel like
they're very proud, and we're trying to find out how to like be
we're proud but like
not as that kind of like
also like connection. Growing up in like the suburban area, you like have different like literal different upbringings, so you're not gonna be the same like when you're in the city.
Yeah.
It's a different lifestyle.
I feel like if you're from the city.
But if you're from, like, let's say, a suburb, like, Long Island, for example, like, for us, it's...
We're very different from upstate people.
Yeah. It's different. Like, everybody's different in their own way. Yeah. Like, Long Island, I would say, is, like, more city than up here, but not New York
City. Not as city as the city.
Yeah. Yeah. But definitely more urban, and I guess you could say, than here.
Which is why I'm kind of okay with Oswego. It's a little small, but it's not too bad.
Yeah,
but
no, I get that.
I can definitely see how the city kids can feel a little bit congested.
Oh, no, definitely.
Not congested. Like, just too much space. Like, they just need more.
Like, you go from literally listening to cars honking at night to crickets.
Yeah. Except if you live on West Campus, which is why, I guess, a lot of city people like to live on West
Campus. That's true, that, yeah.
Yeah. I was saying that, I feel like in the city, when you're proud to be Hispanic, there's, like, so many things that they do to, like...
They have so many parades.
All the parades.
The Puerto Rican Day Parade.
I don't know the exact word. I was, like...
I know what you were trying to say.
I was, like...
There's so much accommodations for, like...
Yeah, they have so many things for them to be involved in. And, like, where we're from...
Because it's so diverse.
Not really. Just in Brentwood.
In Brentwood, Seattle.
We are just, like, mainly Hispanic. So it's, like... It's just, like, one big Hispanic community. I guess, like, recognition.
No, I get that. Because once you go outside of, like... Maybe like Brentwood or CI or what, or just whatever that area, it's mostly white people.
Because it's like, oh, everyone's used to it. So it's like, why are we going to celebrate something that
exactly.
is like, this isn't that? But like,
it's definitely weird going to a classroom and like, actually, like, because I know I'm minority. I've experienced it maybe when I go out to different towns in Long Island, but actually being the minority and sitting in a classroom like full of white people, like, there's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, sometimes we hate on white people, like, they're. It's just a thing, like, but we don't mean it like that,
no,
but it's, like, it's just weird, kind of, to, like, be in that sort of situation.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it's kind of scary, like, the thought of running into someone that has prejudice against you.
Yeah.
I don't know
I
how
guess,
react.
Like, I've never really had to think about it like that, because
it just,
of where I grew
like,
up.
Yeah, honestly, same. Like, where I live, it's mostly white people, but it's very, like... I don't know how to, I can put this in the podcast, but I'm going to say it's very white trash. So it's not like
where people. It's not cursing, so.
It's not cursing. So
Ryan,
where I live
is in fact white.
I am white, so I can say this, but where I live, it's like a lot of like white trash and just like, it's.
Aggressive white.
Yeah. But it's not like, oh, it's not like, I mean, obviously everywhere you go, there's going to be like prejudice and racist people. But like, personally, I've never seen people like there's a, my neighborhood's kind of diverse too. There's, like, Hispanics, there's black people, there's not a lot of Asian people, but mostly white people, but, like, there's a good amount of Hispanics and black people, so, like, I feel like they feel, like, it's not, like, completely white people. So, like, we can't just sit here and be, like, racist when, like, your neighbor is literally someone, you know, like...
Yeah.
So I feel like I definitely don't think that, like... I get where you guys are saying, because once you go outside of, like, where you live, it's
scary.
Mostly, like...
It's scary to think of, like whenever I go to other supermarkets that are not in Brentwood with my mom, I'm, like, on the edge waiting for someone to, like, come up to her and be like, speak English, we're in America. Because I'm ready to fight.
Literally.
I walk in fist ready.
First of all, even, this is off topic, but why would you even want to go to another grocery store outside of Brentwood?
That's true.
What's that one called? On La Tiendona or whatever the one? La Tiendona, what's it called? On,
Main Street?
No, on Wheeler Road. Where Checkers is? Checkers. That's in CI, though. It's not
Bravo.
Bravo.
C-Town.
Yeah.
It's just, they have so much diversity, but sometimes, you know...
Even just, like, the Hispanic grocery markets have so much more stuff, and it's just so nice.
Well, what about you, Sky? Are you from upstate?
I am from upstate. Not from here. This is central New York. You guys are all from the city, right?
We're
Long Island, but, like, it's close to the city.
You're in the city. Yeah. You're, like, labeled as New York City.
Got you.
I guess.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either, but...
Yeah.
No, this is something I've talked about a lot.
Like, the geography of New York itself. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, my God, like, here is upstate. And I'm like, you are so wrong. And then people who are really north towards Canada, like, oh, no, I'm upstate. I'm like, no, you are wrong. Mm-hmm. This is central New York, right? Syracuse is literally CNY. Central New York.
That's why the puppies today had, like,
CNY.
Yeah, that makes so much
Central
sense.
Central New York. Mm-hmm. I'm from Albany. I'm not from Albany. I'm from Schenectady, which is the capital region. That is technically labeled as upstate New York, like, from like, a couple cities down to a couple cities up from Albany. If you're way north of Albany, you're in North New York. You're north.
Yeah.
I always say, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go up north.
Is that what the North Country they call it?
North Country, yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah,
then, like,
I've
over
never
that
understood
way
it.
Is West Country.
Literally anything that's not Long Island or New York City for me is upstate.
That's
so
what we call
that's true. Same thing.
Like,
for
everything
me.
Down, like, below, like, the city line is, like, the city.
Oh, okay.
If you're from in between New Jersey and, like, whatever is above the city, you're in the city.
Okay.
But I was brought up in a town called Schenectady, and Schenectady is very diverse.
That's good.
We are surrounded by, like we have a town called Scotia, Niskayuna. Like, they're very, like, pretentious white people. Mm-hmm. I'm also white, so...
Just letting you know.
They're full of pretentious white people
okay.
who, like, Niskayuna Glenville High School is, like...
Like,
there was, like,
race.
Four kids from Schenectady who went there, and they're, like, we had our own table, and we would, like, actively talk about how bad, like, the white people in Scotia were.
Oh, wow.
So, dealing with things like, being prejudiced and stuff like that is something that I never, like, really knew about, because that's not how I was brought up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm surrounded by so many different
Which
races
is good.
And cultures and religions. Yeah. That I'm well-educated on everything.
Right, right.
So I would
You're
never
cultured,
in
you
my,
know?
Like, I would never in my life, like, look at your mom and be like, why are you speaking Spanish?
Yeah.
Like, speaking English.
Oh, no,
because
same
that,
my parents did not teach
But
like,
it's scary
like
that someone could.
Right,
someone
it's scary
could.
That,
yeah.
like,
Very much in
like
this
parents
yeah,
could
like,
be like,
in this whole
they're
life.
Bad people. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not bad, they're people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People
you know?
Forget. We're all skin and bones. Like,
no, literally. And we all bleed the same exact freaking color,
exactly.
So... No, my parents taught me, just to go with what Sky was saying, my parents raised me the same exact way, like, just... We're all, like...
Be respectful.
We may
right.
look different, but we're underneath, we're all the exact same thing in the same boat. So, you treat everyone with the exact same respect and way
right.
you want to be treated. And I've honestly lived by that my whole life. And I literally... And honestly, I feel like it's a flex to say, like, you're not prejudiced. Because I feel like everybody's a little prejudiced in some way, but, like, I genuinely am not.
It really
so
is a flex.
I feel like it is a flex because it's, like... There are some, like, there would be, like, some racist or prejudiced people that would be like, oh, you're friends with, like, Hispanic people? And
yeah.
I'm just like,
Or even like you're friends with people that
you're friends with black people? Like what?
Oh, even like LGBTQ.
Oh yeah, well, that
or,
too.
Like, literally anything. People just like. But, or it's sometimes even like white collar, blue collar. Yeah, it's
not even that, but like. Yeah. LGBTQ people, Hispanic people, black people,
just Asian anyone people, that's
anything
not
that's not white.
Like, yeah.
And straight.
Yeah, that and yeah. also yeah that, but also like, they add so much more, like. Color to your life, if that makes sense. Like white, I'm not literally, saying white people. Literally. I'm literally, but also like I'm not saying white people are boring, but they are.
They can, yeah.
They can be.
We don't have.
We don't really have culture. We don't have,
like
in
our
a
religion
way.
Is like
so.
Christian
like that's why I feel
people.
Like
I'm not Christian. I'm but, atheist.
But like I feel like, well, I'm like Catholic. So because my family's Italian, so like, but like I feel like
not
I.
Italian.
Yeah, I know.
If you were just brought
but
up,
I feel
like
I just feel like
white, like
I feel like I don't know. I just feel like having like. Like, for example, for, like, Rose or Ellen, like, especially Rose, like, Mexican culture is, like, a very, very, there's a word I want to say, I just
prevalent.
Can't find it. Yeah, it's very, like, if you're Mexican, like, full-blooded Mexican, like, that's a very, like, big,
it's a
proud thing.
It's fortunate thing.
And
yeah,
it's honestly, I think it's such a huge flex because Mexican
yeah.
culture is beautiful to me. I think
thank
it's amazing.
You.
It really is. No,
that's so
I got
cute.
You.
I love
really,
when people
one thing
are, like,
it's beautiful. Though, I love the culture. I love everything about it, so I think. Sorry, I keep cutting you off. But I just want to wrap this up and then I'll let
you
out.
Every single time.
I'm sorry. But, like, I just feel like the more you go out of your comfort zone and make friends with other people, the more you learn about life and the more you learn about yourself.
Right.
I, yeah.
What are you gonna say?
Sorry.
Something that I, like, noticed here is that, like, that was, like, a lot different than home, is that, like, if, say, I walk up to, like, a Hispanic person and I'm like, oh, yeah, like, what's your, like, culture and whatever
mm-hmm.
like that, and I want to learn more about it, they can, like, they kind of, like, go and be like, oh, yeah, and then they don't really want to talk about it.
Mm. I think what happens is that
they're, like, scared.
We're so much
yeah.
on the edge because
you never know.
All we hear react. About, like, upstate schools is, like, hey, like, there's a lot of white people, be
like
careful.
Racism.
Yeah.
Like, even not just from students, but also faculty.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's been so many cases, so I feel like we're so scared of someone, like, disrespecting us. Like, getting excited to explain
mm-hmm.
it, and then somebody being like, well, that's stupid. Like,
yeah,
like
no,
I'm crying.
Yeah.
But,
I would not cry, I would fight.
I would cry while I was fighting and then run away.
I'm
but
good.
I guess to kind of, like, wrap up, like, talking about identity, what advice do you guys have for anyone who's struggling on, like, who they are? And keep it, like, short and sweet, because we gotta wrap
yeah,
up.
Say,
I would
yeah.
definitely, like, don't be so scared, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's something that all humans are instantly, like, it's like fight or flight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, you're gonna find a lot of accepting people, and even if those who are close to you aren't accepting, you can go out and find those people
yeah.
who will accept
no,
you.
I agree with
you're
that.
Not bound to one set of people, even your family. Like, you're not bound to your family. A lot of people think, like, oh, family, like, they come first.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely do not, unless you have a good relationship
with them.
Them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I can
but
agree with that 100%.
If they don't accept you, you have to go out and find yourself.
What I would say, I would honestly say pretty much the same thing as Sky, but, like, I would just say, like, genuinely, I know this sounds like something that people say all the time, but, like, I feel like it does get better. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like if you're struggling and you feel like you're, like, in a pit and, like, you're all alone, it does get better. As you get older, you will widen your social networks and you'll find more people that are like you, and all those little anxieties of how people will perceive you will just start to slowly, like, diminish and go
mm-hmm.
away, and then pretty soon, before you know it, you'll be, like, representing your true identity, and you'll be, you know, proud of it, and
mm-hmm.
that's, like, I feel like that's a part of adulting too, so I
yeah.
feel like it'll come. I can say that because it has already started for me, and I feel 100 times better than I would from a year ago today, I would
good.
Say.
Growth
yeah.
is healthy.
Growth
yes.
is healthy.
Growth is healthy.
Growth is healthy.
Yeah. I would, like, I agree with everything you guys have said. I'll just like to add on to it, I guess. So, it was, like, advice for people
yeah.
who are, like, figuring this
anything.
Out. It's, like, it's, it can be a waiting game. Like, it's not gonna come quickly. Like, it may, but other times it may not. Like,
yeah.
Or there's things that, like, what do they prohibit you from, like,
mm-hmm.
ever figuring it out.
Yeah.
Like,
you
if
know?
All your friends are, like, coming out, don't feel pressure to be like, wait, maybe I should come
yeah.
out.
Yeah. It's all on your own time.
Yeah. this one I'm trying to say, like, take your time with everything, like, don't worry about it, and it'll come to you if like something actually is to be shared.
Exactly.
What about you, Ellen?
I think I would say maturing takes time, and it's everyone is different. So what you think might not be like what somebody else thinks, and that's okay. As long as you aren't diminishing anybody else's journey for yours, it's worth it.
Exactly.
You know? And don't be afraid to reach out to people, to ask for help, if you find anyone that's trusted, even online and stuff. And, like, find a role model that, like, really speaks to you, or be your own role model, I guess. But don't be an because everyone else everyone else is going through the same exact thing, even if you are 5 years old or 29 years old. So
exactly,
just be nice.
Yeah,
be nice to everyone else. I don't think we have time for the Q&A, but I think we're going to wrap up now. I'd like to say a special thank you to Sky and Ryan for joining us today. You guys were so eloquently spoken. It was so nice.
Oh, thank you. I really thought that I was, like, kind of crashing and burning towards the middle.
No, it's fine.
Okay, good.
It's just conversation.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Of course. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Or happy Hanukkah, whenever you celebrate.
Yes, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Eat some food. I'm gonna eat a lot.
Eat whatever comfort food makes your belly happy.
Yeah. Feel good.
Yeah. And if you don't spend it with your family, if you're spending it with friends or whoever, even with yourself, just know we're all thankful for you, our listeners.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you soon on And They Were Roommates.
Oh, my God. They Were Roommates.